Hello, my name is Cendric Diernonk. I'm an artisan butcher from Sint-Isbald-Kokseide and my hometown Brussels also. I've been telling that I wanted to be a butcher from the time I was 4 years old. My parents had a butcher shop, I lived above it, and I had the passion for my parents for the craftsmanship, so that's why I learned to be a butcher. The special quality of the Belgian red beef is really raised on the grass on the fields of Flanders. They're almost pure grass-fed, and they're a little bit older. They're used for the milk and for the meat. So that gives a very creamy meat. It's not so fat on the inside, it has nice color, but for me, it's the best meat. It gives me memories from the past.
You have your own herd of Belgian red, and it's out there in the West Hook.
Yes, we call it the West Flemish Red Cow. It was a cow that was almost extinct, and together with some farmers, we try to raise it again, and so now we have a cattle of 3,000.
Your products are outstanding. What is it that you do that other people don't do?
Well, let's say I always keep in mind the craftsmanship of the past. Of course, we have to innovate and try new techniques and everything, but there's some values in life. You have to keep on traditional way of working. When you need the time to mature, you need the time. Don't force the meat. And that's what we do when we raise the animals, when we prepare the meat. And yeah, I think that's the secret of keeping our high quality. And I think that's what we're trying to protect. We source our meat very well. We use only the best products, we give them good food, happy cow, happy life, good food, and yeah, that's the philosophy how I try to work.
And so where they eat the grass, that's near the ocean, so is there salt in there?
Well, let's say it's not pré-salé, as you cannot say it's salt, but when in the polar ground, there's a lot of clay ground, very fat grass, and then we're near the ocean, so it is in between, and I think that's also the specialty, that's for me the terroir, that's very important for an animal and for the food.
You have pigeons, you have chickens, they all have the same quality, so this is all small farms?
Yes, for us it's a business challenge. If you have ambition and you want to have another shop, I only can start a new shop when I have the right farmer and the right animals to sell in that shop.
Other than your Belgian meat, you have Scottish meat, Italian meat, French meat, German meat, Spanish meat, English meat.
I have to say I have a network all over Europe, from small cooperatives, some farmers, and I think that's also the specialty of Diernonk. We make a selection all over Europe. We have people, they have to follow the same philosophy as we do, and that has become a specialty of our butcher shop.
And then all your cold cuts, all your meats, like your keep cup and that thing, you all make it in-house?
We all make it in-house, yes. That was for me the challenge. In Brussels, we have a shop at the Belgian coast, and I imported, let's say, the Pata Negra and the Parma ham. But here in Brussels, I really wanted to start a really Belgian Flemish butcher shop. What we have, we prepare ourselves. We don't import anything. And yeah, we're proud of our products, of what we do. We want to keep that Belgian charcuterie alive.
And then more and more places are using your meat. Vincent uses your meat. Here at the Pistero Originale, they use your meat. Maru uses your meat. You have that new store in Brussels where there's always a line to get in. Are you concerned about keeping the quality with this increased amount you're selling?
It's very important to keep on the values of the butchering for me. And with the ambition I have, I only can evaluate when I have the right meat. Of course, when you grow, you sometimes have to take a step back and start up again. I think that's like a kid learning something. That's for me the same thing. I enjoy a lot that people come to me and appreciate how we work, what kind of meat we have, and I'll do the best I can to preserve that quality and that philosophy how I work.
So would you turn down clients if you don't have enough?
Yes, we sure do. Every day I have new restaurants calling me, can we buy your meat? And I say, yeah, I only work on sort of reservation. And also there has to be a connection. They have to follow that same philosophy. And that with Pistole Original. Valerie, she's also looking for that Belgian taste, for the best product, the philosophy of the nose to tail. So for me, it's an honor to work with her together.
So what is going to be your special pistole for the summer?
About 7 years ago, I created already for the Flemish communities the dried entrecote. So that was an entrecote. We matured it for 1 month. We salted it for 1 month and we dried it again. So it's really nutty flavor. And now I said, instead of the entrecote, we do it with the neck of the beef. So with that neck, it's more juicy. It still has a little fat inside. So it really has a little bit of nutty flavor that goes very good with the salad and cheese. So yeah, it's the coppa from West Flemish beef.
In the sandwich, what else?
In the sandwich, we have put some celery, we have put some old Bruges cheese in it, we have put some vinegar, some salads, a little bit of cheese, Parmigiano cheese. It's that crusty pistole original, let's say.
That sounds really good.